"Here's another difficulty got over very easily," quoth Master Jack to himself as he walked home with his two shirts under his arm. "Now that I've got two shirts and am mended up from head to foot, beside having a lump of soap and a comb of my own, why, I ought to have some shoes to my feet. Mary and Nellie always wear such nice black shoes and white socks," he continued. Jack had a habit of talking out loud to himself, perhaps from being so much alone. "I needn't care about having socks yet, for my trousers come down to my heels, so socks wouldn't be much seen. But I'm almost the only boy who goes about with bare feet. Yet my shoes at home hurt me so bad, and Aunt says I must wear those or none." Here was a serious difficulty indeed to his efforts to present a respectable appearance. Shoes and boots were expensive things. He had outgrown his only pair before they were worn out, and his aunt declared she would buy him no more till they were. He could get his feet into them, she saw, and this was enough for her. She had no sympathy with the pinches and pain they inflicted on him. "A boy ought not to mind such things," she said, and this was all the comfort Jack got when he complained they hurt him. The consequence was that he gradually gave up putting them on, caring much less for the occasional pain inflicted by stones and thorns than for the continued misery of tight shoes. He examined them carefully when he got home. They were in very tolerable condition, but smaller than ever now for his feet, which had expanded in width since they had rejoiced in liberty. "Difficulty fourth is a puzzler," said Jack, "but I must master him somehow. Suppose I take the shoes to Timothy Crowley and ask him to stretch them if he can.